days, but it's Miller now, of course. Now, I used to be Joan Hills when I was in the office. But we used to get down there after the train loads came down from London, of course. Mm.
So you used to live in Maidstone, is that right?
No, we used to go down from a place called Stone near Dartford for a holiday with my grandmother, who lived down there in Gladstone Road, and for a day out, several times during that fortnight, we would go hop picking with aunties, two aunties, and don our aprons, which we had to don because the hops. Stain clothes that give a brown stain on your fingers are brown when you've finished hopping and you have to get them off with soda and stuff, all sorts of things we had.
Was it hard to get off?
It was very hard to get off, yes. We had to scrub them off.
Mm.
And Grandma used to put some soda and hot water in the bowl and we used to scrub them until they came off, you know, and they'd wear off in time. But the hop kippers' hands were brown at the end of the season. Apart from being brown with the sun, because the weather always seemed to be warm in those days, except for the sharp showers. And the hands were stained brown.
Mm. So how long did the stain last then?
I suppose if you were there for 6 weeks hop picking, the people who came down from London, I suppose they didn't have a lot of washing water there because, you see, they didn't have the taps laid on those days in the huts they lived in. And I suppose it when they got home, I suppose it wore off with working and doing the washing. Don't forget, everybody did their washing by hand in those days. Mm. So the mothers would easily get rid of it with the wash day, with soda in the water and that soap which had soda in it. But we used to go down there for the day and get there about 7 o'clock, an hour's walk. And that was nothing for children in those days, which was 17. And we used to take one of the prams with our food in for the day, because we eat enormous amounts of food when you're young, don't you? And especially when you're hot picking, but it's a very hot job. And it's quite... It's not hard in the sense that it's the labour is hard. It's a continual picking that's hard, because you don't stop picking. You see, the people who went down there to hot pick did it by bushel loads or two bushel loads. Well, they had to keep picking because they wanted the money. But as we were going down there for day, it didn't matter to us very much whether we earned a lot of money or not. It was just for the day out. But you pulled the bine by pulling a string. You were shown how to do it. Children weren't allowed to do it. And once you pulled that string, the bine came down over the hop sack troughs.
Mm.
There was a trough about, I should think, about 20 foot long with a sort of poles holding the side pieces and struts at the bottom. And they had big bins made of hop sack hanging in between the poles, made of a sort of a hop sack hessian stuff, yes. Mm. And you picked the hops into the thing, and children, of course, they were either good pickers or bad pickers. Mm. The good pickers didn't pick any leaves with it.
Right.
And if one of the men that came, the overseer came along with the men to collect what was in that bin, every so often they came round with the cart, weighed each stuff, put the name down of the pickers, and a lot of them used to share one pick, one of these bins, and then share the money out. But if they found a lot of leaf on the number they'd put down in the row that you were in, you used to come down and tell the people off and say, we're not going to give you so much a bushel because there are leaves in there, and they didn't want leaves going into the yes. So if you were a clean picker, and a lot of the people who went down there from London who did it habitually were very, very quick and clean pickers. Mm. But you see, children are apt to put leaves in, so we weren't encouraged to pick many. So most of the time we used to run around the fields and we played with the children who came down from London. And of course, the thing is, a lot of them didn't have shoes on. They used to had their best shoes, so they weren't encouraged to wear shoes down there in the mud.
Right.
So they didn't have any. Of course, they used to like to try our shoes on, and we used to sometimes lose our shoes
but they'd just go off.
Yeah, they'd just take off them, yes, because they were cuter than we were, don't forget, they had to be. And but we used to running up and down the lines and getting in everybody's way and being told off. Mm. It was all fun, though.
Yes.
Nobody ever got really bad about it because the people there seemed to love the children because they all had children.
Right.
They all had lots
big
of
families.
Children. All big families. If there was any swearing, I didn't hear it or I didn't notice it. But my mother told me there wasn't an awful lot of swearing in those days in front of children.
Really?
Not a lot. Yeah. The odd word, but not all the time, you know. They seemed to be able to keep that for the public house or somewhere else at work. But we really enjoyed, and then you see people fainted because the sun was so hot. And the fumes, well, the aroma from the hops between the rows used to be, with the humidity, got so strong that some people would faint across the bin. And then, of course, there was always somebody there with a red cross on their arm.
Yes.
And they called for them and they came along and they put salvolatile under their nose. And you showed you the old bottle of...
Is that the smelling salts?
Yes, the smelling salts or salvolatile, yes. And... always took smelling salts with you when you went. Gran used to say, get my smelling salts off the dressing table to me. Just go upstairs and get them, because somebody was going to faint.
Really?
And I think it must have been the hops. Getting in a closed area with the hops, because they're about, I should think they're about 10, 12 feet high, I should think. Thinking
so
of my height now.
Yes.
I should think so. Because, and the men walked about on stilts.
Did they?
Yes. The people on the hop fields, if some of the, when they tied the binds up, when they were getting long, they used to go along the rows on stilts. And they were very apt at walking with these stilts.
Yeah.
And we used to find these stilts on the edge of the field. We used to try and get on them.
Yeah.
And some of the boys, the Londoners, used to be ever so good at doing
really?
It. They used to climb up there and get on the stilts and they'd be walking around.
Well, they're the sort that you tie your feet into.
Well, or yes. Well, they didn't. They had a long pole which seemed to come up under their arms, and the step for their feet was down the step level. So, really speaking, they were holding the sticks with their arms and guiding themselves,
right.
And sort of moving the stick with their hand as they walked along. It's marvellous contraption, really.
Did you ever go at the stilts?
Well, I expect I.